From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, May 12th. An emergency ordinance about outdoor cooking and warming appliances stirred up confusion in Chico last week. Some people thought the city's new rules meant they could not barbecue in their backyard anymore. Chico Fire Chief Steve Standridge says that's something he would never advocate for.
The word permit came up, and I think people interpret it, now I gotta have I have to go get a permit just to barbecue or have a fire in my backyard or a fire pit in my backyard. That was never the case.
The permits that are needed are for fire pits and barbecues in public areas, but Standridge says that was already the case.
That's prohibited anyways. This didn't change that. You can't impede the right-of-way, so that's sidewalks, roads, public roads. You can't impede them, but you can go after a permit and go through that process.
There are some new regulations now in place for fire pits on private property, though. They include prohibiting their use on days when there's a red flag warning, ensuring they're in open areas, and that they're covered by a non-combustible screen or lid with only half-inch or smaller openings. More about the rules at mynspr.org. In other news, in-home stress and violence are the top concerns in Butte County. That's according to preliminary results from a recent survey by Behavioral Health. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
The study is conducted each year by the agency. Its purpose is to let the public express how they think state funding should be spent for mental health services. Last year, suicide was the top concern identified facing both young people and adults. This year, the top concern for young people was family conflict and stress. For adults, it was domestic violence. 250 people took the survey. That includes residents, but also many stakeholders who use the funding to operate. Samuel Casal is the coordinator for the funding. He says it's the first time family and partner-based violence and stressors have been ranked this high.
We can assume that this is reflecting what they see in the population that they're serving, that these are growing concerns of like the in-home stuff.
Northern Valley Catholic Social Services is one organization who participated in the survey. Amy Diamantine is the organization's director of mental health. She says they're seeing a high concern for in-home problems.
Especially when people are dealing with those types of things that are on there, substance abuse disorder, depression and suicide, domestic violence, there's a direct relationship there. So as those things increase, the family conflict and the stress on the family, when you don't have access to services or you don't know where to start, it just exacerbates.
The concern comes as Butte County has recently seen two homicides linked to domestic violence, raising questions about community awareness of the issue and access to support services. The Behavioral Health Department is still assessing the information and its potential plan. Then the results will go to Butte County's Board of Supervisors in June for approval. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And California Highway Patrol is deploying new vehicles that might be harder to spot. The agency announced last week it'll launch the use of 100 low-profile vehicles to blend into traffic. The Dodge Durangos are meant to be stealthy so officers can spot speeding drivers more easily. CHP says the state has about 1,000 reckless driving reports per day. The state sees more than 390,000 crashes annually, with nearly a third caused by speeding. Also, California has reached a milestone in wildfire preparedness with its 1,000th FireWise community designation. CAL FIRE and the National Fire Protection Association last week recognized Table Mountain Rancheria in Fresno County for its commitment to reducing wildfire risk. There's been a rapid increase of FireWise communities, including in Plumas County, which has over 30. Communities achieve FireWise status by completing steps such as forming a committee, obtaining a risk assessment, and creating a 3-year action plan. The National Fire Protection Association administers the voluntary FireWise USA recognition program. And finally, human remains were located in a remote area of Plumas County last week. According to the county's sheriff's office, they received a report from a private logging company that potentially discovered human remains in Cromberg. Two detectives were dispatched to the area and confirmed that the remains were human. However, positive identification wasn't possible due to advanced decomposition. DNA analysis will need to happen to confirm the identity. The office is currently investigating the case and encourages anyone with information to contact them. And those were your headlines for Monday, May 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.